Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have folks from Sitka Community Hospital. And Kay Turner is Director of Outpatient Services and Long-Term Care. Patrick Williams is the manager of the Mountainside Family Health Center. And Audra Whiting is the Home Health Coordinator. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, we're here to talk about what's new, predominantly at Mountainside Family Health Center. And I'm going to turn to Patrick to sort of start us off.
Yeah, we just wanted to show up today and talk about the new Mountainside Family Healthcare umbrella, which involves a lot of outpatient services for the hospital. And our goal is to continue to promote those services so we continue to grow like the nationwide trend, because outpatient services across the country continues to move forward. And that's how we want to treat people in the outpatient spectrum, because when they go inpatient, you know, that can be a complicated time. So we try to keep them healthy and outpatient, get them their yearly checkups and do that sort of stuff. So it's a good thing for the community to continue to promote.
Well, in your urgent care center over at Mountainside, it's sort of like frontline for that, I think. Can you describe what urgent care is?
Yeah, there's usually two different words we use for that. Urgent care or walk-in, and sometimes those are used simultaneously. But our urgent care center is something that we started about almost a year ago now, and it's been really, really popular. We have a PA, a physician's assistant, that sees patients on a walk-in basis. They can come in when they have allergies, cold, you know, ear pain, ear infections, things like that, that can be treated outside the emergency room. And it's quick access for people needing, something really quick, you know, quick care. So it's been good for the community, and we can see quite a bit of people like that in and out, and we help them get through what they need.
Well, you folks have a nice little handout, a little flyer that goes into a little more detail about what differentiates urgent care from emergency room service. So why would you choose urgent care over going to the ER? And I wonder if you folks might be able to go into it a little bit further.
Sure. I think there's a lot of different differentiations between ER and urgent care. Of course, if you're having chest pain or severe trauma, you would want to go to the ER. But something that I try to remind people, because sometimes it's confusing to know what the difference is, we always have a triage nurse on call, and they're there from the time Mountainside opens till they close, and you can feel free to call at any time at 1-722-747-1722, and she can help you through that. So if you need to come in to the urgent care, she can talk to you about that, or if she thinks that you need to be triaged to the ER, that's fine too. So a lot of different things happen in urgent care. We see, like I was talking about earlier, allergies, cold, minor cuts and burns, sore throats, cough, the flu, things like that that could be treated in a visit.
So urgent care over at Mountainside is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3, mm-hmm. and Saturday, 1 to 5.
That's correct.
Okay. And let's talk about a few other things. Patrick mentioned that urgent care has been seeing a little bit more traffic, pretty steadily increasing. Can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. I think just as the service becomes more known in the community, people are aware that it's much, you know, quicker to go into urgent care, and can also save the cost of going to an ER visit as well if it's appropriate, especially the Saturday one. The Saturday clinic has been very popular among mm-hmm. the community. It's a nice service to be able to provide.
Okay. Audra, can you talk a little bit about home health and infusion services?
Our home health is currently seeing our Sitka homebound patients, and we offer things such as skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as home health aides that can help our patients with bathing.
Okay. And if folks are interested in finding out more about home health, how can they do that?
They can talk to their primary care doctor, or they're welcome to call the home health department at 747-1750.
Okay. And infusion services, let's talk about that. That's being offered at Mountainside Family Health Clinic. What is it, and why is this, you know, a big deal that's offered at Mountainside?
So it's a unique service. And just to highlight the whole picture a little more, people might ask, why is home health and infusion now under the clinic? The reason being is because we're trying to promote an outpatient spectrum where we serve the community from birth all the way till their elder care. And that happens all across the nation. So we're trying to shift Sitka into that direction. Infusion services is one of those components that physicians can utilize upon their agreeance if a patient needs fluids through IV or a certain mechanism to enhance their continued well-being or their quality of life.
Okay. We have a few more minutes. What else is new over at Sitka Community Hospital and Mountainside Family Health Care?
So like we highlighted, I think the continued growth of outpatient services is something that we can show the community that we're striving towards, and that's why we're here. The ultimate goal is to keep everyone healthy in Sitka, and if we can do so by getting them in for yearly checkups or seeing them in their urgent care clinic, I think it's going to do a lot of benefit. There's continued services like Audra was talking about with home health that we can offer people when they're at home and they need help. And I think that everything should be routed through your primary care provider. So having them at the center of your care where you get a checkup on a yearly or annually basis, it's going to be a good thing for the community.
Audra, quick question about home health. If somebody's looking for some sort of assistive devices, would they be able to contact home health, say a medical alert bracelet or
they
something
can. They absolutely can. We do have a loan closet that we loan different devices to, but we can also help them get a prescription and get set up through Harry Race.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk a little bit further about what you hope is in the future for you folks and your work you do over at Urgent Care, Mountainside, the hospital.
Yeah, I think the continued growth, like we said, of outpatient services and then just letting the community know that we're there for them, and that's our primary reason to be around. And I think home health is doing a stellar job of promoting their services. They continue to grow, and I think we're going to see that as time goes on in the next year or so, that outpatient services will continue to grow, and then inpatient services will also at the same rate, I think. But if we continue to push our outpatient model, we'll be able to better serve the community and just show them that that's why we're here and that's why we want to stay around.
What's a good number for Mountainside?
So our number to Mountainside is 747-1722. And from there, you'll reach our phone tree and you'll be able to hit a couple of different buttons, one being triage or to speak to someone right away at reception.
Okay. Well, any further parting thoughts before we go from anybody?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. All the time, and we hope people continue to utilize our service line.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Patrick Williams, manager of Mountainside Family Health Center, Kay Turner, director of outpatient services and long-term care with Sitka Community Hospital, Audra Whiting, home health coordinator with Mountainside.